This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I thank God for another day. He's kept us, y'all. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. I pray today that you will overlook my voice. I thank God through it all. We're going to bless him at all times. In all times. Good time, bad time. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continue to what? Be in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is still good. And he's worthy of our praise, worthy to be praised on today. And we thank him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today to lead us and guide us in every way. Help us to keep our focus, oh God, in an unfocused world on today. We thank you for the word of God because everything else is going down but your word on today, God. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path to lead us and guide us in this last hour. With all the destruction and chaos around about us, God, you're still yet able to keep us from falling. I pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, have your way on today. I pray for every ear today be able to hear and unstop their ears, oh God, and open up their hearts, oh God, to hear in this last hour, God, for you're soon to come and you're coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Help us, oh God. Continue to look to you. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. I thank him today. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we was talking about on the other day we were talking about how, you know, this nation, America, has changed and, you know, everything right is now wrong and wrong is now right. And, you know, and we're really running out of time. I pray that people be waking and shaken from your slumber, from your sleep in this hour. You know, Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church. And we here at the ready church just want to make a difference. But as I've been saying, you know, the stuff that we're seeing is because America don't want to repent. They don't want to repent. After being the greatest nation, we don't want to repent. You know, we read in Deuteronomy 28. Let's go there real quick. Deuteronomy 28 talks about, you know, we'd be blessed. You know, and this nation has been blessed, you know. Deuteronomy 28, I didn't know where I'm going, you know, I was trying to be led by the Spirit of God, you know, so that's why I didn't go there. I didn't know which way he wanted to take me here, but I want to be led by him. Deuteronomy 28 says, look, it said, and it came to pass, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, then the Lord God will set thee on high above of what? All nations on the earth. Over all the nations on the earth. America was it. We were blessed. You know, but you know, they don't want to repent. You know, we've gotten off, you know. And the Bible says a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. And we read that in Psalms 9 and 17. It talks about a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. And it's all this wickedness, y'all. It's the doors that's been opened. It's the betrayal of Christ, you know, of our belief, you know, system. This was a nation that believed, you know, God's word. We were a nation that honored God. You know, honored righteousness, even a sinner, you know, knew right from wrong. But today, you know, it's like everybody just blindsided to the enemy because we've opened the door to Satan because you don't want to repent. America do not want to repent.
And the Bible says a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. The leaders and rulers want to take over. It's all about control. You know, it's just like Satan. You know, when he was in, when Lucifer, when he was in heaven, he wanted to take over. He wanted to take over heaven. He was kicked out. And it's the same thing today. Now Satan wants to take over the earth. And that's what's going on with America. They have betrayed God. They, you know, have turned their back on God. And we've opened doors and just opened the portals and everything has come in. You know, but we got to get back to God. The Bible says, you know, in Chronicles talks about, you know, if my people which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then when we hear from heaven, he will forgive our sins and heal this land. This land is sick. America is sick. And the Bible also talks about in Deuteronomy 28 and said, look, you'll either be blessed or you'll be cursed. This nation is now being cursed. Everything has fallen. Everything is going down but God's word. You know, the secret is out. Yeah, God is pulling the cover off everything that's defiled, everything that's been hidden for years. I don't know how long it takes. You know, he's uncovering things. You know, somebody's texting me, but I got to keep on going. But anyway, no matter, we got to keep our focus on God's word. You know, he said he will heal this land and forgive us of our sins, but this nation don't want to repent. This nation had opened the door to witchcraft, new ages, taking over, you know. But, you know, we as believers, the ones that believe in God and his word, oh, it's just a few of us. We got to stand and have it all done all to remain standing and try to pull people in from out of this witchcraft, this spirit, these spells, you know. That's what's going on in America. And the Bible says, you know, judgment must begin in the house of God. And it has begun in the house of God. That's why you see so much mess going on in the house of God. You see it, what was wrong is now right. And now you see the rulers and the leaders that's leading the house of God now. Foul people. Polluted people. You know, abomination type people. What God calls abomination. Things that he hates. You know? Now they just saying you just do whatever you want to do, including any and everything in your life. And no. We don't want to be ruled by God's word. We no longer want God's word. In America, they no longer want God's word. They want to do whatever they want to do, include any and everything in your life, you know. But the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 and 15, say, well, you'll be cursed, this nation. That's what you're seeing today. That's why things are falling around about us. Witchcraft. Yeah, witchcraft in this nation. Oh, yes, the doors have been opened. You know, all the walls are falling down. Walls, you got walls in your house to protect you. We have a protection around about our bodies. To cover our heart, the skin covers the heart. Oh my God. But everything there just open and the wall of protection is gone, is down. It's down. You know? So we'll keep texting, but anyway, we're going to keep on going. I'm recording on a different system today. But anyway, the walls are coming, a protection has been let down. And when you don't have no walls, you don't have no protection. And the devil knows that. Your house, I mean, we all lived in a house with no walls. Any and everything can come in. Any and everybody can come in. I can come in your house whenever I get ready. You can come in mine when you get ready. This nation, oh my God, the walls have come down. You know, the walls of righteousness, the walls of moral values, and you know, what we once believed and what we once stood for, we no longer stand for now. You know? Oh my God. Witchcraft. In America. You know? Oh my God. And these leaders today, they think they the potter. The number one is T.D. Jakes. They think he's the potter and we the clay. No. No. You need to read your word. Read the word of God. And you'll find out who the potter is. Jesus. He made us, not we ourselves. He's the potter, y'all. And we're the clay. And he wants to mold you, shape you into his righteousness. You know? But so do these leaders that think they God now. They want to mold you and shape you. And that's what's going on. People believe in man more than God. They worshiping man and not worshiping God. You're looking to man and not looking to God. The one that made you. In 66 years ago. So if he got, I mean, what happened when you, when your mama and your grandma and, you know, the ones that came after us and, you know, come on now. He's not God. He got to answer to God just like everybody else. But like I said, it's witchcraft in America, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. Occult practices everywhere. New ages everywhere. This is what we're seeing. One world order, one world religion, one world government. Come on. Global apostate. What do apostate mean? A person that renounced religious or political or beliefs or principles. That's what we've done. We let down our principles of righteousness and doing the right thing and families loving each other and protecting one another and standing up for one another. Now in the spirit of murders in the land and killing your family members. I mean, come on. Man killing his wife and wife killing her husband and children. It's just the spirit of murder. That's Satan. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. But God said he come to give us life and that life more abundantly. We need to get in the word of God. We need to get back to the Bible. Witchcraft came in. Witchcraft brings spells. You know, delusion. You know, what you think is right is now wrong. And what you thought was right is now wrong. And what is wrong is now right. Come on. You know, oh my God, we need to get back. Now it's just everything under the same umbrella. Coexist. You just tolerate any everything in your life. Things that God just not going to tolerate any everything. You just can't give him any everything. You got to surrender everything to him, your whole life over to him. You can't say, Lord, okay, I'm going to give you this, but I can handle that. No. You got to surrender everything. Surrender everything over to him. These altars that these people got today, you know, I'm telling you, you know, just worshiping in it, everything. And sacrificing in it, everything, your dogs, your principles, you just sacrificing it over to the devil now, you know? Don't you know that Satan want to be God? He want to be God. He wants to be God. Got these secret societies and Scientology, man want to be outsmart God. Man wants to outsmart God, but you'll never outsmart him. He said he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's the ending, y'all. Come on. Come on. This one world order, Satan's agenda is just deception. Deception. That's what he used in the Garden of Eden. Eden. When Adam and Eve was in the garden. He used deception. He tricked them. He tricked Eve. You know, he brought doubt to her mind. You know? The doubt what God has said. He already made the orders and given us orders, given instructions, just like today. America has instructions, but they don't want it. They didn't want it. They kicked it out. Kicked out prayer. Kicked out the Ten Commandments. Now look at us. Look at us. The Word of God. Excuse me. The Word of God said that, you know, Satan came to Eve, you know, and changed her belief system. About did God really say that? And that's what people are saying today. Did God really say what the Bible said? People got so many questions now. You know, all of a sudden you got so many questions now. You know, but the thing that was keeping our families and keeping our communities and, you know, we were, you know, honoring and respecting one another. Now people don't respect nothing. And this stuff is affecting everything.
affecting our nation, our churches, our homes, the schools, the community, global, all over. These spirits in the atmosphere, I'm telling you, your TV and computers and iPads and cell phones and radio, you know, principalities and powers of the air. This stuff, you know, you just opening up doors and the devil just desensitizing you from truth. You've been brainwashed, bewitched. The Bible said, who, O foolish Galatia, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? That we no longer believe and obey truth now. Who turned you away? Who turned you away from truth? Who was it? The one that said, a woman down loose, turning you away. You, if you was already loose when you gave your life to the Lord, he changed you. What you gonna get loose back to? Back to sin. If God had already delivered you and they already been born again, what else was there to go back to? Now look, woman thou are loose. Women are loose everywhere. I'm telling you, they taking over everywhere. Women live. Just think they, you know, rulers. Where the man place at? They took over the man. Push him out the way. Oh my God. God made Adam first. And then he gave him a helpmeet. Somebody to help him. Oh my God. But you know, the abomination came in through Obama. Yeah. LBGT, whatever, Q, whatever, agenda. Come on, yeah. Now, y'all. And the Bible told us in Daniel chapter, chapter 7. Let's go. He said they be trying to change the laws. Come on, y'all better wake up. We're running out of time. They changing the laws. Trying to change the laws of God from a truth to a lie. And that's what we're seeing today. Changing God's laws. I think it's chapter 7. Chapter 7 and verse 25. Let's see. And it says, yeah, and he shall speak great words. Listen to these men of the earth that think they ruling stuff. And he shall speak great words against what? The Most High. That's all you hear people talking against God. They mocking God and these, you know, these actors and singers and everything. I mean, just mocking God. It said, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. That's Antichrist, being against God, against his word, against his will, against his purpose and plan for our life. It said, and shall what? Wear out the saints of the Most High. Trying to wear you out. Trying to make you change your mind. Trying to make you do like Adam and Eve in the garden. You know, doubt God. And turn away from God. Turn away from truth. It's just a few. The Bible said there are many on that wide road to destruction. But on a narrow path, it's just few. A few. Narrow. A lot of people can't be on a narrow path. But on that wide road, a lot of people can be on there, and they on there. And people think because, you know, it's big, that means it's God. That don't mean it's God. Because you got 30,000 members, that don't mean it's God. You know, big things don't mean it's God. I mean, your body swells up when it's got infection in it. And that's big. Is that good? Come on now. Everything big, you think it's God. No, it's not. It's infectious pus. Uh-huh. It's infection. And these people have infected America with witchcraft. Not to believe God, not to trust his word. Want to do something new. They want to change the laws. And they changing them too. It said, and to wear out the Most High, wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws. Are we not living in that time that they have changed the laws? I mean, and stuff. What, the LGBT, whatever, Q, whatever. They got their own date for celebration. Do you know how many people lost their lives behind that stuff? You know, and they used to call, like they used to say it was mental illness. But now it's okay. You got preachers in the pulpit preaching. Oh my God. Saying, you know, I'm born that way. Well, you born that way, you can be born again.
You know, you ask Christ to come in your life, he will change you. You hear people have testimonies all the time that God delivered them and set them free. And if he set them free, he'll set you free too, because he said, what I say to one, I say to all. So what he'll do for somebody else, he'll do for you too. He's not a respectable person. Oh, yes. But right here it says, seeking to change the laws. And we seeing them. Laws are changing different states and all around. You know, man wants to change what God's plan and make his own. But you're not the potter. You're not the potter. You're the clay. You're the clay. He made you. You know, he made us. I'm telling you, but I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. I get so disturbed every time I look around and see all this stuff. And all you see is just a bunch of fakeness. Heightened up. Shadow stuff. False movements everywhere. I mean, no vice in leadership. You know, no vice. The Bible talks about don't put nobody in. I mean, but, you know, people just figure now, you know, you got friends and I'm a friend and we apostle and you apostle. And, you know, come on, get on this bandwagon. Everybody preaching now. Why? For money. That's what it is. It's like a money scam. People just figuring out a way to make money without working. Just read the scripture and make money. Over here at the Red Church, we asked for a dime. We've been preaching for years. I mean, been speaking for years. And God provides for me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. He's going to take care of us when we seek him. Well, we got a bunch of anemic Christians today. You sick. You need a blood transfusion. Oh, my God, you need the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God. It's just so sad. It's so sad. We don't lower our standards. Nothing's wrong. Everything's right. Yeah. Leaders can live any kind of life now. Live in sin and people follow you. Live in adultery, still follow you. Be a homosexual, still follow you. Oh, yeah. Just accept anything in your life. Any kind of lifestyle. Right is wrong or wrong is right. You know? Blindsided. You blindsided. The world is mocking the Bible and mocking the church and disrespect. You know? No respect. People don't have no respect in their marriage, in their home, they, you know, in your family. A lack of accountability. I ain't got an answer to you. I'm your husband. I'm your wife. I don't have the answer to you, though. The Bible say you two shall become one. Yeah, yeah, wake up. Can't you see the sign? Huh? We should be living tight and right, y'all. Come on, with the word of God. Living tight and right. But because of witchcraft in our nation. You know, occult practices everywhere. Astrology. What's your sign? And what's your sign? And my sign is this. And my sign is this. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. My sign is Jesus. Yes, he's the only sign I need. You know? But this is witchcraft. Black art everywhere. Oh, my God. Somebody sent me a picture talking about Jesus is black. Oh, my God. Materialism everywhere. You look at somebody else, they got a new car, they got a new house, you covered it, and the Bible said, thou shalt not covet. You don't know how they got that house. You don't know how they got that car. You know, just some of everything going on in America is witchcraft. Tea leaves. I mean, people just advertising everything. Tea leaves and levitation and, you know, pompstress, you know, going to the psychic. Want to know what, you know, what's going to happen in my life down the road. Read the word of God, and it'll tell you what's going to happen in your life. Man, thank you, God, you know, Scientology, and, you know, white magic, and they talk about white magic, black magic, colorology, you know, people doing these paintings and all this stuff, and it's talking about this mean, this color mean this, and this color mean that, and oh my God. Oh, my God, we got to get rid of all the time. Somebody's really trying to get me. But anyway, because I must be about my father's business. It must be something. The devil just want to throw my mind off from the word of God. But, you know, black mass. I mean, you got some everything going on. Kabbalah. People believe ESP and Kabbalah, you know? Oh my God. Oh my God. We got some everything going on. They're having seances going. Oh, I want to talk to my brother, my sister, my mama. You going on? You better stop. You better stop. The Bible tells us not to dabble in this stuff. You need to stay from that graveyard down there talking to your grandmama and your mama and stuff. The Bible teaches us not to do that. And y'all used to thought it was wrong when you saw the Chinese people, the Japanese people, they got that fruit standing all around a Buddha that don't talk, don't hear, don't do nothing, don't move, and they worshiping that stuff. Now you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same exact thing. You down there talking to the dead. But you said it was wrong for them. You thought they were crazy. Now look at yourself. The devil's using you. Stay away from them. The Bible talks about it. Read your Bible in Leviticus. You know, and just go through the scriptures. That's why the devil don't want you in the Old Testament, because it's all about abominations and rules and thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. And the devil don't want no thou shalt not. They just want to do whatever you want to do in this last hour. Sorcery everywhere, divination everywhere, people playing with Ouija boards and all this stuff, and God don't want you playing with this stuff. He talks about the danger of it, and he don't want you to do it, fortune telling, you know, Satan worshiper, got them even in the schools, want to take over the schools, talking about after school programs for the young people. Oh my God, you think your house is bad now, it really going to be turned upside down. Oh my God, got table tapping. You know, people just, you know, when something get on their nerves, just start tapping. You know, all this stuff. Tarot cards and all this stuff. Witchcraft, we're talking about it. It's taking over. You know, it's like out with you, God, out with prayer and the commandments and worshiping the true and living God. We want to do it out. We want to do, we want to make our own rules. You know, our own rules. You know, and then just make an open door policy for everybody. Everybody just come in, new thoughts, new, you know, God doing a new thing. Then we evolving, and oh my God. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to look this stuff up. Evolving. I ain't come from no ape. I came from my mother's womb, and I'm not evolving. God has already set his laws and rules for me. When I got here, they was already here. You know, and we got to abide by his rules, his laws. Oh, my God. Can't you see something wrong with this world? Huh? Can't you see? Lord have mercy. Civil wars. I mean, three of our soldiers just got killed. Young people. 23 and 24 and 40-something. I'm telling you, oh my God, diseases and famine in the land, y'all. COVID and all this other stuff. Every time you turn around, it's a new virus. The word of God says in Exodus 15:26, said he, you know, none of these diseases that were brought upon Egyptians shall be brought upon us. The world, you know, none of those diseases that were brought upon us. You know, we'll have to worry about it. When you get Christ in your life, he said, and believe his word. He said, none of these diseases, none of them. You don't have to claim what your mama had. Mama had high blood pressure, so I got high blood pressure. Mama had diabetes, so I'm have diabetes. Mama had cancer, so I'm have. No, you don't have to claim that. You can claim healing. Break the generational curse. No, he said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He said he sent his word and healed them all. So according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Oh, my God. Oh, we just got so much going on. You know, violating human rights. And, you know, and the list just goes on and on. I heard a young lady said she had a problem in her pregnancy. And all of a sudden, she had went to the hospital because her water had broken. And when she got there, they put monitoring her and stuff and said that, you know, the baby was deceased inside of her and stuff. And they was going to induced labor. But the girl was in there and nobody came in there for 8 hours. She got up and left. And then later on, she came back to the hospital again. And she was there for 11 more hours, you know, and stuff. And then so the young lady, when she was home, the baby came out in the stool. And so when she went back to the hospital this third time, the nurse called the police and said that this girl had gotten rid of a corpse, you know, and stuff. And then they investigated and they wanted to, you know, lock this girl up. Then here it is, she was trying to get some help. But, you know, they were sending her home and won't coming in and all that stuff. She didn't know what was taking place. But I thank God in the end, when they was trying to convict her, you know, she got a lawyer. And the Lord used this lawyer to help her. Then, you know, I'm telling you, it's a lot going on. The devil, any kind of way he can do, to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's what he's trying to do. You know, like I said, everything morally and clean and pure, the devil don't want. You're trying to, you know, corrupt everything. Corrupt system. You know? And they putting people out of the hospital. Have y'all not seen that? I mean, people be in the hospital. And in some cities, they even taking them. I mean, they got the security walking the people out in their robes. I mean, in a gown. And put them on the side of the street. In wheelchairs and walking. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Oh my God, it's a praying time, y'all. It's a lot going on. People living on the street and stuff. But I'm telling you, it's a lot going on. Pray, church, pray. We don't want to be left behind. We don't want to be left behind. It's time to run down. Run. Don't let nobody hinder you. You know? Satan's goal is still the same, y'all. He wants God's place. He wants you to honor him, worship him. You know? That's what the devil wants, you know? Oh, my God. But, you know, years ago, all this stuff came in, you know, through holy hip-hop. Holy hip-hop. Come on. You see, you open that door and the walls, they just took down the walls in the church. They just let in everything in, inclusive. In everything in your life. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. No, no, no. And then Kurt Franklin talking about, I'm all churched out, him and Tamar Man, and they all churched out. They ain't never had the true church anyway. You ain't never had God for real. It's more than just going to a church building and singing, you know, and people don't realize that people can have a voice to sing, but that don't mean that they got Jesus. Gifts are without repentance. You have a gift to sing, a gift to, you know, to play an instrument, and it don't mean you playing it for God. It don't mean you singing for God. But do you have a personal relationship? Have you invited Christ into your heart to live there and to lead you and guide you? That's the problem. Got gospel idols. That's what we got. These preachers is idol to you. You give more honor to the preachers than you do God. I mean, and then some of these people, when you talk about T.D. Jakes and all these people, oh my God. These people be cussing you out. You say you're saved, but he ain't saying your mouth. He'll clean your mouth up. Oh, he'll clean you up from the inside out. Behold, all things become new. He'll give you a new talk, a new walk. Oh, yes, you won't be walking to the club. You won't be walking in the church. You won't be cussing, but you'll be praying and you'll be praising out of that limp. Bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain. Nasty, and, you know, there's a difference between a polluted fountain and a pure fountain. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's a difference in holy and unholy, clean and unclean. There's a difference. That's why you call it clean, holy, clean, dirty, dirty, clean. It's the difference. So you know which one it is. You know if it's something dirty by looking at it, and you see if it's dirty, and then you know if it's clean. You know, by the trash that's around it. Come on now. Like I said, America opened the door. And everything is in here. You got the beer and Bible study. Beer and Bible study. You just bring your beer and sit down and have Bible study. You know when you drink, you know you're not sober. And you keep drinking too much, you're really intoxicated. Come on. And even the store called it spirits. And that's what you're doing. You're opening up yourself to demonic spirits to take over your body. That's why you can say whatever you want to say when you get drunk, that you can't say when you ain't got nothing in you. There's a spirit in you. That's why you can just say anything. You hear Beyonce say that, you know, when Tasha or Sasha or whatever it is, those spirits, she's returned to somebody else. Those are from, you know, the mighty spirits. You open your door to a possession. You open your door, you know, to multiple personalities. Demonic spirits, that's what they are. Multiple personalities. You know, you're talking to somebody, they talking about they Fred. Fred 1 minute, Jeff the next minute, I'm Perry 1 minute. And the same body, though. But all these spirits come and talk of who you are. And then people don't realize when they say, well, God, somebody go ahead and kill somebody. Talk about God made me do it. What God? You got to understand now, there are many gods with a little G, gods of this world system. Now, but the true and living God is the big G, not the little G, God Almighty. Yeah, you know, spirits telling you to kill yourself. You talk about God told you to say it, God told you to do it. And then people are like, I don't know if I want to deal with God because, you know, he made him do it. No, it's not the true and living God. You see, Jesus came from Nazareth, you know. He's the son of the living God. Oh, yes. So it's just so much going on, so much we could talk about. Even with Kirk Franklin talking about wearing that shirt, talking about Jesus freak. Jesus freak. Jesus that we serve ain't no freak, y'all. So, I mean, things have been put in front of us all the time and we're not paying attention. Yeah. And then talking about the mother gospel and the father gospel. Come on. Where's that at in the Bible? Yeah. Oh my God, Soul Cafe, and you know, just promoting hip hop in the ministry. You know, you hip hopping and bebopping and twerking and all that stuff, and talking about for Jesus. Oh no, that's filthy. The God we serve is a holy God. He's a righteous God. Oh yes. Oh, yes. And then to bring in prosperity, gospel, and homosexuals in the church. Come on. Come on. We need to get this stuff together. You need to get into your word and seek the Lord like never before. And ask him to order your steps in his word. In his word. His word in the Bible. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. It's the doctrine are holy, its perceptions is binding, his history is truth, and the decision is immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct your path. It's food to support you and comfort you and cheer you. It's your basic instructions before leaving this earth, y'all. I'm telling you, the word of God. Everything is going down by the word of God. And I got to think, and I said, you know, I was looking, and then there is this book called The Secret. And it's a book, you can look it up online. It's a book that Oprah and them was promoting. And I said, Lord, all this stuff came in through all these open doors. Open door policy. In everybody, we all just, you know, tolerate and celebrate everything, anything. You snake worshippers and Buddhists and Hindu, and you just believe whatever you want to believe. We all in the same umbrella. Many ways to God now. Jesus ain't the only way. All this stuff. But anyway, this book called The Secret was brought out in 2006. And it's based on an early film with the same name, and you can look it up, and based on the belief of pseudoscientists, it's the law of attraction. And I know that stuff came through Oprah, a new agent, that's what she is, you know, that's what she talking about. I'm saved, and if you want to know how to, I can teach you how, and all that, just making a mockery of God, you know, the law of attraction, which claimed the thought, claim that thoughts alone, just thought, your thoughts alone, like you God, can influence objects and circumstances within one life. That's what it is. Yeah. You know, talking about, you know, energy and you know, and the effectiveness of the energy and stuff around you. You can just, you know, this promotes new age stuff. Witchcraft, sorcery, the law of attraction, demonic spirits. Y'all need to look at, you know, pay attention to what you're following and who you're following. Is there a follower of Christ? No. Oprah's not a follower of Christ. And she up there talking about, I am God, whatever the I am will always come looking for you. Who said that too? Joel Osteen. That's the law of attraction. They get that stuff out of that book. That's a scam too. Money. Somebody making money off this book. I'm telling you, the law of attraction is witchcraft. Oprah and Joel Osteen, his wife Victoria. You promote the secret. Come on, y'all. God don't have secrets. What he's doing is knocking down all these secrets. There's all these secrets that people think they done hid. He said there's nothing here that should not be revealed. He's opening up everything and turning it down. He's shaking it. He's shaking. He's doing a shaking. Oh, yes, he is. He's shaking everything. All these trees falling and all the leaves just connected to him are falling. Oh, yes. Because you look at this under the law of attraction. I was looking at it. I said, Lord, this is just a big scam here. The most evil. And it's witchcraft. Evil scam in the world. This is this book. You know, and I heard even Steve Harbin talking about this is the most powerful book on this side of the earth besides the Bible. I'm telling you, these people, y'all better pay attention to what's being said to you. Y'all looking to them instead of looking to God. Even Lady Gaga promoted this book. Jim Carrey. Arnold Schwarzenegger, or whatever his name is. Kenneth Copeland. T.D. Jackson, Sarah, and Tom Cruise, and Benny Hinn, and Creflo Dollar, and then let's go on and on. They brought this stuff in the church. You know, it says stuff like, I demand, and I break, I. And that's what the devil is talking about, I demand, and I break the powers of this virus. You heard Kenneth Cole talk about, I break the powers of the coronavirus. Go back to where you came from. And, oh, what in the world? Oh, my God. That's the law of attraction. The power to create wealth and health and success. Come on. Create images in your mind. That's what the book tell you to do. Create images in your mind and you can get whatever you want. You need, if you want joy, peace, and happiness, just visualize it in your mind. You can get it. You can have it. Witchcraft. Seek the Lord. You got your faith in yourself. That's what that book promotes, faith in yourself and not God. You know, ask the universe whatever you want, you know, and the universe will give it to you. It's the power of forces, you know, to control. And that's what the devil want to do is control. Want to control everything. Want to be God. It goes right back to the Satan wants to be God. He wants worship. Yeah, he wants worship. And these preachers are just, I'm telling you, these are new age of preachers. And Joyce Meyer, she a part of it too. You know, when the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This is a scam. Even the founders of Scientology, you know, you pay the money, you know, and it's a scam. Sacrifice the money to get rich. You know, you got to put in to get out. You hear T.D. Jakes on TBN. You got to give it. You got to give to get. You know, you got to sacrifice something for something else. And all this kind of stuff. That's a law of attraction, y'all. Creflo Dollar. And even Gloria Copeland, which is Kendall Copeland's wife. She up there talking about say to the weather, talk to the weather and change the weather. Say there was a storm coming and she commanded the weather to stop. Come on. Y'all better pay attention to all these lies and deception that people are using. This is an evil scam in the world. America has opened the door to witchcraft and opened the doors of deception. This nation, oh my God. Oh my God. This nation. Or just a spread of lies. We're going to diffuse everything that the enemy trying to bring about. You know, these people connected to Hollywood. I should say Hollywood. Because, I mean, this is just mess. It's just mess. T.D. Jakes, somebody, he got in too deep. I wasn't looking to get this far, but I got in too deep before I get out of some old junk. There's nothing you can't get out of when you give your life to Christ. He'll get you out of it. Right now, you're in a mess. And you know, and only God can get you out. Jesus is the only way. I'm not talking about Jesus is not the only way. There are many ways to God. Well, yeah, you don't expect nothing to come about. You know, that you ain't going to be taken down for teaching heresy and, you know, and changing God's word. Oh, my God. You know, we believe in the word of God, you know. I believe in the word of God. Yeah, but God can do anything but fail. Yeah, I believe that. But we got to believe according to the scripture, according to the word of God. Not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. We see all this teaching. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Encouraging you, you know, you are God. You know, you can do whatever. You above God and above God's plan for our life. No, we should be humble. Humble yourself before the Almighty. Humble yourself in His presence. You know, speak His will. His will is what you want. Oh, my God. But these people, oh, my God. Let us pray. Let us pray. And go after God. Prepare for righteousness. That He will lead us and guide us in this last hour. We must remember where our faith should be. It is in God and not in man. We are to live according to God's purpose and plan for our life. He's our only hope. He's your only help. He's the air. Oh, yes. He's the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. He's the Alpha, He's the Omega, He's the beginning, He's the end. We need to get our focus back. Witchcraft in America. Witchcraft in America. That's what it is. Witchcraft in America. Oh, my God. Satan's called the tempter. He's tempting you. But you can reject the temptation through the word of God. Oh, yes. You know, Satan got many names. The wicked one. The son of perdition. The God of this world. The serpent. A murderer. Anointed cherubim, a liar, and a father of lies, the angel of light, thief, the prince of devils. He's a destroyer. He's a prince of this world. He's the enemy. He's a king over all the children of pride. Come on. The prince of the power of the air. He's accuser of the brethren. He's called Belial, Beelzebub. Oh, yeah. Oh, he got a lot of names, even a wolf. Yeah, John 10 and 2? Yeah, 10 and 2 or, yeah, 10 and 2 or 10 and 12. That's what he's called. He's called a roaring lion. He just roared. You know? He's trying to get you back. Oh, my God. But don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church. Without spot and wrinkles in your life. I just thank God for you, you and you today. I pray that you will continue to to seek God and seek His face and to turn from your wicked ways. And I pray that America will repent. What America needs is Jesus. We need Jesus. The one from Nazareth. Because people call their children Jesus, you know? Call their children Messiah and all this stuff. Oh, but it's only one. Only the true and living God. Oh, yes. I know I may sound a little stopped up today. But I thank God for being here. I was stirred this morning. I'm telling you, I was really stirred. Because I see so much every day. I mean, every day. You know, gruesome crimes every day. People taking out one another every day. That's Satan. He comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. Any of those things that you see at work is the devil. He's killing. He's stealing. He's destroying. He's killing families. He's destroying marriages. You know, that's him. Anything killing, stealing, and destroying is Satan. But Christ said, I come that you might have life, and that life more abundantly. We're here at the Ready Church. Want to tell you, if you want abundant life, you can have it in Christ. Give your life to him. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, yes. Get your Bible. Read the word of God. Get a personal relationship with him. Used to be a time I would say, you know, get yourself in the house of God. I can't even tell you which house you go into in the day. I said, stay in your house and pray. Watch and pray. Stay in the word of God. He will lead you and guide you. It's coming a time when you ain't going to be able to do nothing but seek God. Call upon him. You know, the word of God said, the word have I hid in my heart. If you don't get the word and read the word and get it in your heart, you won't know the word. And that's what the devil wants. So you will have nothing to fight the enemy with. Even when Jesus was taken up to the pinnacle, which is a high place, you know, up in where the enemy took him up in a high place and showed him and offered him all the kingdoms of this world. Say, I give you this, I give you that mansion, I give you that fancy car, I give you all of this if you just bow down and worship me. When it all boils down, y'all, that's what Satan wants. He wants worship. He wants you to worship him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe in him and not to believe in God. Not to believe that Jesus will save you, heal you, deliver you, and keep you. That Christ came and he died and he rose again for you and I. He shed his blood on Calvary's cross for you and I. He exhaled so we could inhale the word of God. That's where the word goes inside of us. When we seek his face and we study his word and we worship him and we look to him and we read the word. The more you read, the more your faith is built. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. My little grandson used to sing the song, faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. The word of God says, if you just have a little bit of faith, that size of a mustard seed. You ever seen a mustard seed? If not, go to the store and pick up one. Yeah, look at the bottle. Mustard seed, really small. He said, you'll have to have a lot. Just if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, it'll grow. As you continue to hear the word of God, all doubt leave and faith grows. Your faith in God. You got to believe. Even if right now you might be sitting in a chair. If you didn't believe that chair was going to hold you, you have to believe that when you sit in it, it was going to hold you. Right? But now people say you don't have to believe. You're going to make it to heaven not believing. You got to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. You must trust him and never doubt. And truly he will bring you out. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your word. Oh, God, I pray that you'll stir their hearts. Oh, God, we're running out of time. You're soon to come. And you're coming back for a ready church. Help us to be that ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Oh, God, we're casting all our cares upon you because we know that you care. Oh, God, we want to be blessed and not cursed, oh, God. We thank you on today, God. We pray against this America. We pray, God. We pray for America, oh, God, to turn their hearts back to you, oh, God. You said a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this nation. You said it was a great nation, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. Pray for leaders that are fallen. We pray in the name of Jesus. We don't glory in their fall, God. We pray that they will fall and get back up. Oh, God, stronger than ever before, and seeking you and running, oh, God, and sharing your word of truth that people can be saved. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you all today. We walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. We must believe. God bless you. Ready, church?
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seemed no one cared. You came along.